Hi guys, welcome to this episode of my podcast. So we will continue expounding more on the concept of the blank check. Then we will now move further and talk about the other things and living a life of surrender and all those good things to come. So today we're going to talk about to whom we're signing this blank check to. And yeah, let's do it as the Lord leads us. And yeah, let's have a good time. So first, I will start with a short prayer and we will move on from there. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for this voice that you have given me. Thank you for the strength, for the love. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being with me right now and just tapping my back just slowly and just, you know, nodding your head and telling me, no, I'll continue. Thank you because, Lord, you're so real and you're really so real. And thank you just for being you and just for being there as we do this together. My prayer is that it may reach out to whomever you please it reaches out to. That whatever words we will speak, O Lord, may be holy and acceptable to you. They may be in accordance to your will. And I pray that you may lead us with your word, for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you, O Lord. Be with us. In Jesus' holy name I pray, amen. Well, so to whom are we signing this blank check to? So the blank check is in our concept, we're talking about a life of surrender to God. But you know, even in normal occasions, you cannot sign a blank check and you're giving it to someone you do not know, or you don't know where the blank check is going to. So definitely, you know, you're signing the blank check and you're giving it to someone. And this someone, our person here, is God. So who is God for me? God is really powerful and he's really amazing in his ways. But for me, God is my friend. God is my closest friend. I have come to know God as my closest friend. He's actually my confidant. And the more I know him, the more I just feel so close. The more I just want him closer even than my skin. God has really, really just been a friend. And when you talk about a friend, someone who's been there through all of life's seasons, someone who's been there, who's been holding my hand, someone who's just been, you know, he's my biggest cheerleader, by the way. He's my biggest fan. He's always like, Noel, I told you to do this and you're slacking off a bit. I know it's a bit hard and you feel like this and this, but my daughter, continue doing it. I am with you. There's sometimes I even feel like God is there, like telling, doing it physically, like telling me, Noel, you're running out. You're not really running out of time, but Noel, you need to do this. Look, I'm here. I'm cheering you on. Noel, you need to do this. You need to do it. Just do it. Don't worry. So he is my biggest cheerleader. And even doing this podcast, he's actually the one who's, you know, just been telling me, Noel, just do it. And, you know, he's so tender. He's so gentle. He's really so gentle. And you cannot mistake him for anything else or anyone else. His, should I call it his embrace or his counsel? It's really so tender and so gentle. He tells you with so much authority, but at the same time, it's really so tender. And I usually feel like I'm really like a small child, you know? Yeah, it's really a nice feeling. And he's really my biggest cheerleader. And that is like more than I'd ever want, you know? Having someone who is just there, you know? When I'm seated and I'm like, hey, God, how are you? You know, he's there and you just have like really nice conversations. sometimes he's really so humorous and so funny. He just brings so much laughter, you know. He just brings into remembrance some things, or just says some really interesting and funny things about myself that I'm like, wow, how, you know. And thinking about how he's so majestic with all the glory and all the honor, where we're told that, you know, you can't, that there are 24 elders in heaven who just worship, the angels in heaven just worship him, you know. You can't see him because his splendor is just so amazing. It really breaks me that this guy who's really this majestic would take some time with, like, a 22-year-old, like a tiny girl who's not a tiny girl. Okay, I'm growing. I was tiny, but I'm growing. Who's sometimes so fearful, you know, and just tell her, just relax. You're gonna do it, and I want you to relax. Very authoritatively, but yet so gently. Gently, so gentle. He's really, really all those things for me, and I think, besides all those, being majestic, being so great, being so mighty, and all that, he's like my best friend. He is actually my best friend. And the Bible tells us that the Lord is, he is God. He is Adonai. When you look at Genesis chapter 15, he is the Lord, the Master, the Creator of heaven and earth. He is the Most High God, you know. He is the everlasting God, you know. He is El Roy, the one who sees everything. Wow, it is really interesting. You know, out of the billion and something human beings we have in the world, like, God sees everything and captures everything. How amazing is that? Yet, this great God is interested in, like, the life of this, you know? That really blows me away, by the way. He's actually interested in yours, like, intricately interested. Like, he's so interested. So, yeah. He's a God of power and might. He's Jehovah Jireh, you know, the God who provides for everything. He is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner, you know, our banner. That really, I love that. The Lord our banner, the Lord my banner. Like my banner, like the Lord my banner, like what else? Like that's my, you know, that's like my, what should I call it? My logo, the Lord my banner. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. The Lord of hosts, the God of peace, the God who's there, the God who's present, the Lord our righteousness. He's Yahweh, you know? Yahweh. He's Lord Jehovah, you know? He is a jealous God because he loves us, like, wow. Oh God, your love is just so extravagant. We just thank you for your love. We just thank you for your love, because, Lord, you are so undeserving, but you really, really love us. And, Lord, even as I do this, it's really not about me and how you love me and all that. That is part of it. My prayer is that people may get, that whoever is listening to this may get to experience your love, oh God, because, Father, you're not limited. You're not limited to, like, going to churches and crusades. So, whoever is listening to this podcast and desires also badly to have a relationship with you, I know that, God, your hand is not too short to save, and, God, you will meet them there, and they will just experience this warmth just wherever they are at, this love that, you know, this gentle wind that only comes from you, this unmistaken gentle wind that is just yours, oh God. And I pray that you may just do you, because you are you, and you do you all the time, and you don't need, like, some soldiers to, you know, speak on your behalf and all that. When you decide kufanya hi, you just do it. And yeah, Lord, I pray that you may just do you. So that is who God is for me. Yeah, he's really so exciting. There are sometimes I just, you know, like, I just start talking, and, you know, he's there. Like, it's just start a conversation about, well, today was really an interesting day. Then he's, you know, he joins in the conversation. He's like, yeah, it was really interesting. And what I'm saying is not really made up stuff. I don't make up things. I really feel the presence of the Lord. And I was not born like this. I was not for the longest time possible. I wasn't born having conversations with God. That is how He intended it to be. But I have been lost. I have been a lost sheep. We're going to talk about that also in another episode. I have been lost. He's found me. And we've just been building a relationship with Him. You know, it's just been an everyday thing. And the more I get to know Him, the more I want to know Him more and more. Because the more He reveals Himself to me, and He reveals Himself, that is how He reveals Himself to all of us. And you can't mistake it. His presence is just, it is just His. It is just His. It is just His. And my heart right now is really, 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 really. My heart is just, I don't know, my heart just is praying that His love may just meet you, that His gentle wind may just blow on you, that you may not even like have a conversation with Him, that you may just feel Him. And the more I know Him, the more I just want Him. I just want to cling on to Him, like the way I used to do when my parents used to go to work when I was small. You hold on to their legs so that they don't go, you know? You hold on tight and you're like, oh God, I can't let you go. Yeah, it's just wonderful to be in the presence of the Lord, you know? Not in like an extraordinary way. It's always extraordinary what I'm trying to say. Not like, you know, maybe many young people think that you have to be shouting, raising your voices. Yes, we can do that. There is always a time for joyful praise and worship. And yeah, God, that is one of those moments. And also God can just meet us just in our silence when you're not talking, you know, when you're not like saying so many words, when you're just there and expectant for Him. He actually meets us. So that is who God is for me. And this is just a tip of the iceberg because it is a relationship. There is more that He is, more of His nature that He is revealing to me. And my prayer is that He may reveal that to you, even for those of us who are listening in and desire to have a relationship with God. It's all about now our surrender, our saying yes, now our signing the blank check, you know, just writing our authorizing that me, Noel Museshi Murunga, on this date, I have given you this. God, take it all, you know. This check is blank, you know. Take it all, you know. Have it all. Do with it whatever you please. It's really not easy because I remember I signed my blank check a while ago to this God who's so really so nice. Thank you, Lord, for just who you are. And just for being like the best guy. I signed my blank check some time back, and it was really rocky. And you know, I was not like the best child. I strayed, you know. But you know, this God, he even in the nicks and crooks, he finds us there. He meets us there. When you're lost somewhere in the middle of the desert, He will just pick you up, you know. I'm imagining the way we pick up like tiny insects, like when you just lift it up like this with two of your thumb and your pointing finger. You're like, come here, get back to where you're supposed to be. You know, He finds us. Yeah, he just dare Him, just dare Him. That is who God is for me. And oh Lord, many are your children out there who really want to know you. I pray that you may reach out to them. I know that, Lord, you're reaching out to them. That, Lord, they're gonna experience your love, your love in full measure. You know, they're gonna experience how humorous you are and how many and how good of a laughter you can give. They're gonna experience how a good cheerleader you are and how you just keep us going and keep us chasing our dreams, even as we wait for the best thing yet, eternity, you know. My prayer is that, Lord, they may experience you. And if you're listening to this, may the Lord just overwhelm you with his presence. And may you learn to trust him. And may you just have this beautiful, wonderful, wonderful relationship with him. Yeah, so God is really nice. And he is the best thing that our minds can even imagine. And I pray that our eyes may be open to that. So that would be it from Who God Is For Me. We're going to continue with this in the next segment of this episode. So yeah, I hope to get you there. We'll be talking about now exploring what it is like to surrender ourselves. What does it mean when you talk about surrendering ourselves? Hope to see you there. Love you guys. Yay!